With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
So, James, I can ask you another question. If we did have a fight,
I don't think it would be much of a fight. I think it would be you just getting fucking.
Well, at least first thing, I know how to get him. I'd go, hey, I got something in my eye.
That's how you get me.
Because you keep falling for that.
No one's done it since that first time, so I think I might fall for it again.
Because you're a trained fighter, right? Mm. You are. If someone, because you always hear these rumors about boxers, they can't use their hands because they're supposedly weapons. If someone comes up to you in the street and they start trying to fight you for whatever reason it is, they have a disagreement, whatever it is, are you allowed to fight back? Are you allowed to defend yourself? You can do that.
You can, obviously you can defend yourself if you're being attacked, but.
But use reasonable.
They will use force. Yeah, you've got to use reasonable force. There's got to be an imminent or immediate threat, depending on the part of the world that the laws are different. Even in the US, from state to state, it's different. Sometimes there must be an immediate threat. Sometimes there must be an imminent threat in order to use the various levels of force. But
are there anywhere there's no threat? You can just go there and spit twice. I'm gonna move there.
They are going to try and use it against you. Even if you've got like a yellow belt in karate or something.
Really?
That has been used against people in court cases. So, you got to weigh things up. I think it's better to be able to defend yourself than not.
And the beauty of jiu-jitsu is you can just hold them without actually...
jiu-jitsu is actually my favorite martial art. But having said that, you've also got to think for the street.
Yeah.
Which again, if you train too much in jiu-jitsu or train much in mixed martial arts, the sport... There's a lot of things you start losing sight of. You became very focused on one-on-one.
Also, because you don't necessarily want to go to the ground in most street
fights. On a one-on-one fight where there's no weapons, and you're in a park or something, jiu-jitsu could be, it might be the best situation. But a lot of times, first of all, you want to escape, right, or avoid it. Second of all, you can't fight. Jiu-jitsu doesn't work very well generally against two people.
Mm. Because you have to rugby tackle one, then...
Hey, wait there. Wait there.
So I know of fights where, someone's been jiu-jitsu take down, get on top, punching the guy, and then the guy on the bottom's buddy just round kicks the guy in the face. You're not even looking, and bang, So another buddy of mine, took someone down, was punching them, and then had the gun, gun pulled right here. So, the jiu-jitsu's great, and it was my favorite, especially for an all-round workout, and it's a real, cerebral game, too. Yeah. It's like a physical game of chess.
It's addictive.
Really. One person, they grab your gi here, then you move it there. You're basically just going, what is he going to do next?
Many steps ahead, usually, too. It's just a lot of fun, and it's a great workout, and it should be part of everyone's martial arts training, but not get too focused on any one thing. And try and avoid, and there's principles you can use to fight two people called the eclipse principle, where you sort of line them up, give me the coffee cup. So, for example, and obviously it's better just get out of there, but if you had to fight two people, instead of if this is you and this is the two people attacking you, if...
Are we back in Coventry right now?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, good.
So basically what you want to do is you want to try and cut it off like this. So you walk off, you know, and try and get here like this so that now you have to only fight this one
guy at a time.
This is insane. So as this person here, you're using that vision to try and fight this person. And even if you tie up where you're like in a tie clinch, you're using this person essentially as a shield, and it's quite difficult for this person to hit. And actually it works quite well. And again, you've got to train this a lot to make it work effectively.
So now
I don't know which
I loved
is...
I love this.
Did you do any Krav Maga?
Which is yours?
And mine was empty.
So is mine, about the same.
Did you do any Krav Maga?
I have studied some Krav Maga. Yeah, there's some useful stuff in there. Some of the techniques are good. Sometimes I think the training methods aren't as good. So that's what you've got to take into account. It's not just the technique, it's how you train it.
But what I'm so interested in is that, like, you seem like one of these people that you kind of you get something into your head and you focus on it and you sort of go, right, this is what I'm going to do. You know, you created this documentary, the Game Changers. That's a really hard thing to even begin as a journey, right? Like,
it's a seven-year project, right?
I can't wait to hear
this. But it's what I find interesting is that because you're so you seem very focused on things.
Mm-hmm.
I would imagine you as an individual, you would focus on one thing, like you would focus on jiu-jitsu or you would focus on karate, but you don't. You say no, you learned all of it.
Yeah, so there's a couple of ways you could do it. So if you're just starting out, it might be good to maybe do jiu-jitsu for 6 months and then boxing for 6 months and then, or, you know, and then start combining it all.
That's
what I'm planning on doing. Yeah.
So I want to get my, you know, blue belt, purple belt in jiu-jitsu before I start, like...
Yeah,
I do a bit of Muay Thai. Like,
yeah, well, that's good. So you could focus on one area for a while, maybe touch on other stuff. Depends how much time you've got in a week, right? Mm-hmm. You know, for a lot of people, if you feel like you can juggle it, if you've got 3 hours a week, maybe you do some jiu-jitsu, some boxing, some wrestling.
But surely that's like learning football, rugby, and cricket all at once.
It's tricky, yeah. That's what
and
I'm
that's
saying.
Really so, hard.
Yeah, or learning multiple languages, because that's essentially it is.
Right? It is, yeah. I mean, so that's what I'm saying. Some people, again... It's like switching your diet, right? Some people are better overnight. Some people are gradually working it in for this. Some people, you can do better if you just focus on one for, say, 6 months and sort of really pick that up.
Look, I'm sure there are a lot of cynics out there, right? There has to be because, you know, you're going against decades and centuries of supposedly what we've been told, right? Of knowledge behind, like, where you get your sort of muscle from, where you grow from, all these meats. And you're going totally against that. And not only that, you're going against these big sort of corporations, which are the dairy and the meat sellers.
Yeah.
Because they're saying, well, we're going to be out of the jobs if people believe this kind of stuff. But you got your injury. And what is your mentality that? Because you're a sportsman, right? I'm sure, like a lot of sportsmen, like me, like Francis, like loads of people in this room, is that when you... The reason why you love that sort of sport is because it's just the endorphins race and it's great and you just exercise. And so you can't exercise. You can't do anything. Your two knees are busted.
Yep.
Which, by the way, I knew we were similar because I had an ACL ligament done and I just could tell that we were just basically the same person.
Yeah.
There he goes flirting again. Yeah. Trying to qualify himself.
Sometimes when I look in the mirror, I feel like look just
dude,
like
listen, you. I woke up this morning and I was like, God, I'm going to meet... This person who's most similar like to me.
Yeah. If you shaved your head, we'd probably...
Yeah, yeah, I was actually looking at a picture of you and he's saying, I was thinking I might shave my head.
And but you can't, and your knees are busted. You know, you're in this situation. And you've obviously, you ate meat until this point, right?
Yeah, tons of meat. I mean, I went into a restaurant before this journey and chicken was spelt funny on the menu. I said, why is it spelt like that? And they said, well, it's not real chicken. It's made from plants. And I said, well, where's the real meat? No, there isn't any. Or what about the eggs? No, there isn't any. So my buddy Tom and I would just turn around and walked out because I wouldn't have
eaten. And it went, fuck this place.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I could beat you up. Yeah. Where's the chicken?
Yeah, so I just wouldn't have eaten in a vegan or vegetarian restaurant because I really felt you had to have meat or at least animal protein at every single meal. And then my whole sort of worldview around food changed.
Okay, but I'm just interested also in your mentality, right? Because for me, okay, someone, you know, not drinking dark Coke. I'm trying to stop drinking dark Coke, right? Because they say it's terrible. Yeah. And we know it's bad for you. But I just find it hard because, you know, you go, oh, God, I'll go and have a dark Coke because whatever, it's there, it's easy, all those different things. And I've tried to become pescatarian a lot of the time because I think it's healthier. And... You know, I go and need a snack and I see a bit of chicken, so I'll just buy the chicken out. How do you have that mentality where you can just cut it off, where you go, right, I want to do this? Do you sort of go, no, this is a challenge for me? Do you like the challenge or do you just do it because you think it will make you feel better?
I didn't really see it as a challenge, although I didn't, you know, my wife Alicia and I didn't switch overnight. So we, you know, we cut out red meat and then, actually my wife had cut out red meat like a year before that, but we just generally started cutting things out until it was like just fish and eggs that were left, and then it was just eggs that were left or fish, and then so over a few months. So some people can just go cold tofu. Some people go cold tofu.
Yeah. Okay, sweet.
Some people
like
go cold tofu overnight. No, so but for most people, it's probably better to do it gradually and just start incorporating more plant based meals.
All or something. You've already looked at our website
or you've been to our Q&A.
Okay, yeah. but you've got to be so honest. Okay, be totally honest.
Yeah.
You change your diet. You start just doing plant based.
Mm.
Do you feel better? Do you feel, you know?
Yes.
You speak to people, you know, in the movie, it, you know, talks to loads of different athletes, and they say the energy's more. This is more. This is more. You know, all these different things. Did you actually feel that?
Yeah, I feel better, and you know, my endurance improved. You know, and my strength improved. So,
what about because you can't get creatine from plants,
right?
So, what about because obviously we need creatine in our bodies. We can't synthesize our own creatine.
I thought creatine is in protein shakes.
No, creatine is in meat,
right? Yeah,
but also in protein shakes.
So, where did the meat get it from?
Well, I that's what I want to know.
They created it. So they created it from the plants that they ate.
Yeah,
just like we do.
Okay, so we actually do synthesize our own creatine.
Correct.
So we don't need.
But having said that, I mean, for athletic, you got to also remember that there's, you know, although eating a plant-based diet is going to be optimal for athletic performance and for health, there are things that you can take to further improve your athletic performance.
Supplement it. Yeah.
So if you want to take creatine,
you can't take steroids, Francis.
Well, to be honest, actually, like I was eating meat and taking creatine, so I guess.
Yeah, so that's the thing. It's like people say, oh, well, vegans need to take protein shakes, which they don't. But like most people, like they're into bodybuilding or whatever, they eat meat, they're also taking protein shakes.
Yeah,
so I don't really get that logic. But so I mean, taking creatine can be beneficial, or it's certainly shown to be beneficial for athletic performance.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at UH1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This 7 year project that when it first started, it took 7 years. How did you even begin? You were like, right, okay, I'm injured. I'm working out the fact that actually a plant-based diet is the best thing to do. How did this even become a documentary, which is now you can get it on iTunes. It's going to go on Netflix on the 16th.
Yeah, it's actually within a week, it became the best selling documentary of all time on iTunes.
Holy smokes. Hey, isn't that insane?
Is that like, I can't believe it.
Record breaking.
It just shows that the interest and appetite for plant based eating. The appetite. It's like a nice.
Yeah, you can take that one.
I'm going to use that every time.
Yeah, it's a real appetite for.
Do I have to pay you each time?
No, yeah, you do. You have to. Yeah.
So
if you need any more, just you know where to find me.
So. Yeah, just incredible. Like people are really interested in this, and the world just really is shifting very quickly towards plant-based eating because I think people are realizing it's better for the health, better for the animals, better for the planet, just all around.
Also, it's better for the universal karma. Like we don't want to be killing and eating all these animals.
Like, it just seems like once you realize it's not like really normal, natural, or necessary to eat them, you don't need them. There actually benefits to eating plant-based. Then you sort of start being more open to the other issues.
I lived in Africa for a long time, and every day I would eat chicken, right? And I'd go and get a live chicken from the local chicken farm, and I'd kill the chicken, and like doing that made me actually really like It's because it's not nice killing an animal every day, but it wakes you up to the fact that actually that's what's happening. That's what's happening out there. Like, it's just out of sight.
And people thought you were about to say every day I used to kill this chicken. Then I went, well, I don't want to do more than this. What else can I kill?
No, you feel bad because it's like, obviously, you know, you're killing. I kill it and I eat the chicken. I feed my crew, but like it's like it's,
by crew he means like his gang.
Yeah, my gang,
my crew. But it's too, I totally get what you're saying, and I think, do you know what? Even before I knew of you, James, and even before I knew about this whole documentary, The Game Changers, I saw a trailer. So I don't know where I saw this trailer, and what brought me in straight away is the fact that the whole thing about the Roman, the gladiators, and they had a plant-based diet, and that all these athletes were changing to, because you hear the story that is, I think, probably most famous about someone changing their diet is Djokovic, who Djokovic was, I don't know, he was like top 100 maybe, tennis player, maybe he was lower than that. And he suddenly took away, I think it was gluten from his diet, and then he became the number one. And so you suddenly realize that actually changing your diet can make you into a supreme athlete.
Yeah, it can make a big difference. I mean, the gluten thing does affect certainly a small percentage of people, but for most people, in fact, Peter Gibson, who did that study that got the whole gluten-free craze growing, actually did it again a few years ago and realized it was for the people that were self-diagnosing as being gluten intolerant. It was actually a placebo effect. So there are certain, if you're celiac, there's 1% of people have a wheat allergy. But just like you can be allergic to peanuts, doesn't mean everyone should not eat peanuts, right? Mm. So there is a small percentage of people, if you have celiac or officially diagnosed wheat or gluten sensitivity, then it's small, but over 90% of people are fine with gluten. But anyway, just a side point there. But yeah, certainly, you know, at Wimbledon, right, I think it was one of the longest finals, if not the longest final match, and just his endurance.
He's plant-based, isn't he? Djokovic,
no. He's plant-based. And then here's a plant-based
insane?
Restaurant.
It seems like a no-brainer, right?
It is once you look at the research. It's just difficult for most people. You don't have the time to dig through which research is funded by industry and which isn't. But if you look at all of the leading health organizations now, World Health Organization, the Food and Agricultural Organization of the United Nations, the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics, the Dietitians of Canada, they're all saying that you should be getting your calories predominantly, the vast majority, from plants. So it really is shifting. Mm.
But also, I just want to know this process. So you have this idea. You want to create.
I was just sort of switching to a plant-based diet because of the research, and I wanted to sort of document it. So I woke up at 2 a.m. I thought, I've got to make a documentary about this because I feel like I've been lied to. Bought a used camera off of Craigslist. Started filming.
It was literally that.
Went on YouTube, learned how to do the lighting like we've got in here.
So with, you know, the appendix, right? So the purpose of the appendix was to supply our intestines with, what is it? To break down plant matter, right?
Yeah.
But so why has that become kind of obsolete in humans, do you think?
I'm not actually sure. You stumped me.
Yeah, hey, got you. Yeah, I don't even know what Francis was saying. I just don't even understand.
So the appendix is a kind of a, you know, you
had
your
appendix. I had my appendix taken out.
It's a vestigial. But the function of it was to produce an enzyme which helped us break down plant matter.
Certain plant matter, maybe, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, I mean, good question.
Phytoplasms or something like that.
I don't know. I have no idea about that. I just know, if
we talk to the world's leading anthropologists, and they're basically saying that we're much better adapted to eating plants. So, you know, our teeth, our jaw, move side to side. We're far more herbivorous. You know, the digestive tract length compared to our body. Our necessity for vitamin C. There's just a lot more things. Yeah. We have no biological or physiological adaptations to plant to meat consumption, but we have many to plant consumption.
Why does it taste so good to us, meat?
Well, I think, so back in the day, we've basically got a compass now, but for the wrong sort of landscape. So back in the day, when there was scarcity, your brain rewards you for fat, sugar, and salt. It's interesting to note that it doesn't reward you for protein. Mm. So that's because protein is abundant.
Is that why salt tastes so good?
Yeah, exactly. And so fat and sugar.
It makes you want to gorge on, like, you know, fruits and stuff like that.
Yeah, fruits. And also, like, meat would be calorically dense, right? There's 1,500 calories per pound in meat. And so back in the day, in the starvation process, you know, you want to get calories in any way you can. Your brain rewards you for that. But now, look how people are getting sick. We now have
we now have greed, though, right?
We have diseases of overconsumption in the sort of so-called developed world. We have diseases of affluence and overconsumption, which are different than the diseases of poverty, right? So that's from unconsumption and malnutrition. Here we can go to the grocery store or the supermarket and buy whatever we want. Mm. And it's just, you're just much better off getting, you know, you get much better nutrients and fiber and everything else from plants.
Get the most nutrient-dense
I just want to go back to that point because you bought this camera and I know we didn't have you for too much time. And you bought this camera, you started documenting it. But then it's become this huge thing where you've got Lewis Hamilton involved. You've got these huge athletes.
It just snowballed, you know. So I think
Did you not wake up and suddenly go, holy shit, what is... You wake up today and it's the fastest selling documentary on iTunes. You've got all these athletes and it was... You woke up at 2 a.m. I wake up at 4 a.m. with the IBS. You wake up at 2 a.m. and buy
a camera.
That's
another thing that plant-based diet sorts out. Makes your bowels more regular.
But you wake up at 2 a.m., you buy this camera, you work how to do it. And from that little moment, you then have this huge thing where you're traveling around the world selling, you know... The story,
right?
Isn't that insane? Do you not think that's just
It's got imminent. I really thought that when we always from the beginning. So Joseph Pace, the other producer, and I, we thought, oh, we try to get James Cameron involved, we get Arnold in it, and so everything that we thought, you know, we would do, we managed to do. And of course, it takes a huge team effort. So it's not just.
But you just phone them up. How does it work?
You know, it's funny because people say, "How did you?" And of course, once you meet one person, it sort of helps snowball.
Sure, I get it.
But honestly, the best way, it's not good to go through people's managers because managers are based on money. And then, you know, in the documentary, you don't pay anyone. None of those big EPs are making a penny from this. So people think, oh, they're just trying to make money. They're not making anything. So the best way, honestly, to get in touch with people is go on people's Instagram or Facebook, see who they follow that you might know, or then look at those people and know who they might know, because you're connected to everybody through somebody.
Oh, so you just stalk them? Okay, got it.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
But you just find someone that you know that knows them, and then you just build, you know, and you just got to put time and effort in. Most people aren't willing to put that time in. And really think, how can I get hold of this person? Who do I know that knows someone that knows someone that knows that person? How can I get through to them? And you just got to...
For girls you like, don't you?
I want to know, two things. Firstly, how do you... Because look at you right now, you're a successful guy. Firstly, how do you define success? And how do you also reach success? It's the most deepest, question I've ever asked on this podcast. I don't know. What do you think?
I think success is probably different for everybody.
I agree with you.
Yeah. So that's the thing is that I don't think there's any one set thing. So it's really sort of setting goals for yourself, setting those high goals. And then in order to get there, you do have to put in some, you know, you got to put in a lot of hard work.
It's hard work.
Film is like you say, 90 minutes, that was easy. But people don't realize I went to 4 continents, filmed 600 hours of footage, trying to edit that down.
Yeah.
You know, I think you've got to really set your mind to something and
focus.
Yeah, focus. And
guys, I think let's not kid ourselves. We all know what success is.
What is it?
Being on Instagram followers. The amount of Instagram followers you have is directly correlative to how successful you are.
This is sort of the peak point is being on this podcast.
Yeah, and I feel like
I've been striving for. That's actually why I made the film.
I knew you woke up this morning, we're telepathic with each other. You thought I'm going to meet. You know, you're going to meet your idol today, me. And I'm excited that you got to meet me today. I'm really excited for you.
Now he's trying
to get
your
autograph now.
Yeah, I'll sign whatever you want. It's fine. Yeah. We could do that.
On my chest.
And then you'll get it tattooed on you. And it'll be
well,
weird.
I think we've got, you know, to have the answer to the question of the week.
Yeah, of course you do. What's the answer to the question of the week, Francis?
So the most popular, or the most common three submissions in UFC... The rear naked choke.
Mm. Got it right.
The arm bar. Mm.
Got it right.
And the guillotine.
That's pretty, pretty...
I finished someone in the tournament with the guillotine 2 weeks ago.
You finished off someone?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah. Well, but armbar's my speciality.
Exaggerated. James, listen, we can't take up too much time. You've got to get to Edinburgh. You were so kind. Thank you so much for spending the time with us today.
No,
you were super busy. But where can we find the Game Changers? We can get it on iTunes?
Yeah, iTunes, Google Play, Vudu, Vimeo, you know, all those transactional platforms.
Yeah.
And then October 16th.
Amazon?
Amazon as well, yeah.
And, Spotify?
No, I don't think so. Do they have movies?
I don't think they have movies. Yeah, but
maybe you can listen to it.
Yeah,
I just want to say before you go, it's so impressive. You're creating a movement here, which is unbelievable. And that's what life is about. Life is about challenging yourself, but also creating kind of a legacy that you're making a change and a change for good. So what you're doing is really inspiring. So congratulations, man! It's unbelievable. Listen, follow you on Instagram as well, which I'm going to do right now. We'll follow each other because, you know, we're going to be buddies for life now. What we like to do is leave our listeners at the end of every single episode with something inspirational.
Oh, something to say?
Yeah, have to say something.
Oh, you got me on the spot now. I think just, have a goal and just, you know, go at it. Just put effort in. Put more effort in than everybody else, and then you'll achieve, you know, what you want to achieve.
Appreciate it.
That wasn't very good.
That was great. That was great. Dude, thank you so much. Honestly, man, it means the world. Thank you so much. Listen, guys, we'll see you next week. Goodbye.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.